DOJ report, radical Biden administration worked to punish Christians living by their beliefs. By Amy Furr on April 30, 2026. Former President Joe Biden's, D, administration targeted Christians who held traditional values, according to findings in a U.S. Department of Justice Task Force report. The Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias shared its findings Thursday in a lengthy report detailing how the Biden administration pursued such ends, according to the New York Post. The DOJ's press release said the report detailed Biden's radical efforts to punish Christians through prosecutions, policies, and practices that demonstrated anti-Christian bias. A DOJ press release quoted Acting Attorney General and Chair of the Task Force Todd Blanch. No American should live in fear that the federal government will punish them for their faith. As our report lays out, the Biden administration's actions devastated the lives of many Christian Americans. That devastation ended with President Trump. The Department of Justice will continue to expose bad actors who targeted Christians and work tirelessly to restore religious liberty for all Americans of faith. The task force highlighted the fact that President Trump signed Executive Order 14202, eradicating anti-Christian bias, and established the task force to investigate decisions made by the Biden administration. Our nation's origin and system of government bear the imprint of a Christian worldview and ethic, even as its laws protect religious pluralism. Christian beliefs, in conjunction with contemporary political thought and economic realities, influenced colonial settlers in their decision to overthrow tyranny and pursue independence. After the Revolutionary War, Christians then informed the structure and contents of the United States Constitution, its amendments, and contemporaneous state constitutions. But, when Christian beliefs about morality and human nature conflicted with the Biden administration's views, religious rights often suffered. The Biden administration generally tolerated religious beliefs that were privately held but zealously pursued actions to limit Christians' ability to act in accordance with their faith. This affected matters of deep personal importance to nearly every American: life, family, marriage, and self-identity. One of the DOJ's findings was that the Biden administration pursued aggressive prosecutions against nonviolent, pro-life, Christian demonstrators under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances FACE Act, but responded less aggressively to violent attacks against pregnancy resource centers, the agency's report stated. Another finding showed the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, under Biden investigated and tracked Catholics who had not engaged in criminal misconduct. FBI's Richmond, Virginia, field office was at the forefront of this effort. It justified its actions through misplaced reliance on baseless allegations from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the religious affiliation of a single law enforcement target who happened to identify himself as a radical traditional Catholic. In response, the Richmond Field Office conducted a low-level investigation of the target's local church and began to consider traditional Catholics as potential violent extremists or domestic terrorists based on their preferred popes, devotion to the traditional Latin Mass, and views on abortion, immigration, and human sexuality. Regarding the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, the DOJ recently charged SPLC with fraud, money laundering, and manufacturing racism to justify its existence, as Breitbart News reported. The Biden administration's policies regularly clashed with a Christian worldview and burdened traditional religious practices. These conflicts frequently arose over abortion, gender ideology, and sexual orientation. Ultimately, the Biden administration penalized Christians who lived in accordance with their beliefs, the task force said Thursday. In January 2025, President Trump pardoned more than 20 pro-life activists the Biden DOJ had prosecuted, some of whom were imprisoned, according to Breitbart News. The outlet noted, Biden's DOJ often added a KKK-era conspiracy against rights charge to bolster potential sentencing time. And for a few cases, the FBI allegedly conducted early morning raids against pro-life advocates, even allegedly holding them at gunpoint in front of their families. Breitbart News' Catherine Hamilton added, some of the activists targeted by the Biden DOJ include an 89-year-old communist concentration camp survivor, several grandmothers, and a Christian father of 11.